touch.
Yeah.
You catch them. But if the net drift off, you will lose them. If there's fish that can dive, like coverly, snapper, bonita, skipjacks, you know, them can dive. So you got to, the net got to be touching to catch those.
I see.
But then you have fish that float. You call them floating fish, like gars.
Yeah.
With the long beak.
Yeah, yeah.
And balahu. We catch them
easy. Balahu are pretty small, aren't they?
Balahu, yeah, small.
How about sprat?
Well, we just pick up, the net does pick up sprat. But we don't really catch them.
No.
We used to catch them once ago. When people used to buy it.
Yeah.
But nobody's studying that now.
No.
And when they had fishing trawlers, they used to buy a lot of sprat.
Yeah.
But we don't have no fishing trawlers.
Do you always, when you fish down there in that St. Thomas area, that down the peninsula?
No. I only fish.
Where?
Here in Bastille.
Okay, right off of Bastille.
Yeah. You see the boats, them is up and they up the bed.
Well, let's look here and show me. Show me on the map. The fish around here, you mean, right?
Yeah. We fish down here at Camps Bay.
Is it as good there as at Sandy Point?
That direction.
Yeah.
Going to Sandy Point.
Yeah.
The fish here go all the way down.
But the fishing here is just as good as in Sandy Point?
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes,
because, you know, there's a lot of, a lot of people up there, that's all they do is
the
fishing.
Yeah. So, well, you see, like how the sugar crop is.
Yeah.
I do fishing now and again. But since the crop finished, we didn't do no fishing right now.
What do you do? A boatload, that was one shoot. Then what would you do?
We come home.
Yeah.
Haul up the boat. We sell, and we all don't sell up. We get a pickup, and we go north, Cairns side.
I see.
And sell the rest.
What do you put them in? Do you just have them flat, just in the boat?
Just
in the flatbed of the pickup truck.
We put them in a pickup. Just put them in a pickup.
Just put them on the floor, on the ground.
On a piece of plastic.
Yeah, okay.
Canvas.
Yeah.
And we drive cans. And sell.
So you do pretty well?
Well, some of the time.
Yeah.
Some of the time. And sometimes we go away and catch none. But you see, you know, fishing go by the moon.
Yeah. That's signs of the moon.
Yeah.
Tell me about that. I know about planting by the moon, but I didn't know about fishing by it.
You see,
tell me about it.
We fish them work on different moons. Sometimes they come on the full moon, sometimes a day before, or sometimes a day after, like Balogun Gia.
Certain fish,
yeah. And even the skipjacks and bonita, sometimes they come up a day before the moon, sometimes after the moon.
You just call it by what parts of the moon do you?
Well,
around
full moon.
Full moon.
First quarter. Sometimes last quarter.
You just call it by the quarters.
Yeah. But then you got a book.
You don't call it like the dark of the moon. You ever use that term?
You got a book.
Yeah.
Tell you which is the best type of fishing.
I see.
And which moon.
And it really works.
Yeah.
It really works.
Yeah.
The skipjacks are really there a certain time. With certain kinds of moon.
You know, the fishing.
Yeah.
You fish them work by the moon.
Yeah.
But the moon control everything, even plants.
Yeah. How does it work with plants?
Oh, well, the books direct you to when to succeed, when to harvest, when to